Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. It is our great joy to bring you the Word of God so that you can hear it and you can apply it to your life so that you will continue to grow and be faithful in the things of God. As you listen to this message today, ask the Lord to just lead you and guide you and help you so that He can use your life to make a difference in the people that you come in contact with every day. This is our day and this is our hour to be the light of the world so that God can make a difference. At the end of today's message, we're going to give you more information on how to connect with us online and or in person. We'd love to connect with you and help you to grow in the things of God. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it's not going to come near your dwelling place. It ain't going to come near you. The hurricane can come and wipe everybody out in the neighborhood. He ain't going to get you. Boy, there's a picture of that they showed on Bolivar Island with one house standing. You seen that picture? Everything else wiped out, but one of them is standing, still intact. That's the way God said it'll be for you. 10,000 will fall at your right hand, but it won't come near your dwelling place. Why? Because I got you covered with my wings. Those are the benefits of being close to God. Now, there are some specific steps I want to talk about that will help us then to get close to God. I mean, you can say all you want to, oh, I want to be in that secret place. Well, if you want to be in that secret place, you got to get from where you are to where that secret place is. And that takes some walking and some moving in that direction. And for the believers, that is called the walk of sanctification. Everybody can't get into the secret place. You can't get into the secret place just because you decide you want to go to church. Just because you say, Lord, I want you to come and be my Lord and Savior, doesn't get you into the secret place. If everybody was there, it wouldn't be secret. It's not a random place folks just stop by and say, oh, yeah, I want to go in there. It's a secret place because a lot of people don't do the things that it takes to get there. And, you know, God's not going to have everybody standing around in His shadow. Now, there may be people who wants to get close to me. I don't want them close to me. You want everybody close to you that want to be close to you? See, it's a two-way street. You can't just say, Lord, I want to be close. The Lord tells you in Psalm, who can come into His holy place but those who have a pure heart and clean, what, hands. You can't come. God said, don't come up in here with that. You can't be under my shadow with that because I got other folks that's got things taken care of. I don't want no mess up in here. Don't come under my shadow with that mess. In the book of Hebrew, the writer writes this in chapter 12. I want you to turn there. We're gonna talk about what does it take to get into the secret place and move closer to God and be in that place where we can get the benefits that God says. And I want to encourage us as we move forward from this point how to move systematically and how to move deliberately toward God closer and closer. The book of Hebrew chapter 11 is talking about the hall of faith and all of the people of God who had accomplished great things. And the writer is encouraging those in the church of that day that they too can do some great things. And this is what he says in chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore what? Therefore, since he talked about all the great things that the Moses and Noah and Abraham and Joseph and Elijah and all those had done. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, those who have already gone closer to God, let us throw off, King James said, let us lay aside every weight that hinders and sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, and let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter or the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, and consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This passage is a prescription for getting closer to God. And there are three primary things that we must do if we're going to get closer. Number one in this passage, he says, let us lay aside everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us lay aside. In fact, he said, let us. Who's going to do it? He puts the onus on you. Let us lay aside. We have to take the initiative to make the move toward God. Let us lay it aside. What is a weight? A weight is something that you are carrying. Let us lay aside every weight and sin so that we can run this race. Now, I've got this monitor, and it weighs about 275 pounds, it seems. Now, I'm not the fastest runner in the country, but I guarantee you I can run faster without this. And when I first picked it up, you know, it was an oomph. But the longer I carry it, the more comfortable I get with it. And some people have been carrying their weight so long, they think that's part of them. And they're trying to get in a secret place, but they just can't get up that hill, can't get up that mountain where God is, because they got too much weight. And he said, if you're going to move closer to God, the first thing he tells us to do is what? Lay aside every weight. Because it will easily beset you. This is exterior things that you've been carrying along, luggage, baggage, stuff everybody can see. And in some of us, we have not only exterior things, we have weight that we picked up in ourselves that we can't move like we used to. Wasn't too long ago, I was at a service, and the service got high, and the music was good, and I saw a guy, he got up and started shouting. He was shouting hard and fast. I said to myself, he ain't going to shout too long. You know why? He got too much weight on him. He ain't going to shout long. That won't be long. Oh, he got too much weight. And when you have too much weight, you can't do like you used to do. You know, you see people that's got more weight than they're supposed to have, and they walk a little ways and got too much weight. We have to take the initiative then to lay aside the weight. First of all, we have to identify what the weight is before we lay it aside. This thing is weighing me down, man. I can't go with this. Oh, it's good to have. It might be my security blanket, but there are things in life. Now, he hadn't got to the sin yet. See, there are folks in the church say, well, what's wrong with this, Pastor? It's a weight. Is watching TV a sin? Well, is it a weight? Does it keep you from praying? And it used to not be a sin, but what's coming on it now? I used to say no. You've been looking at it lately? On your network television in prime time? That stuff coming on now, you used to have to go hide and watch. But we've become comfortable with it, and it's family entertainment. We don't need cable to see it. Men kissing men and women kissing women, and you can't hardly have a show. Every show got the same theme, sex. Whether it's the hospital show or the lawyer show. I'm saying they're doing more in the bed than they're doing in the courtroom. The only operation, never mind. So there are things in our lives that can be weights that will keep us from moving toward God. And they're not necessarily sin, but he says wait. Because notice he says lay aside every weight. And then he says and sin. So we have to identify those things in our lives that are keeping us from moving toward God, and we have to agree with God that it needs to go. The Lord will point some things out in our lives. If you have the Holy Spirit in your life, he'll point some things out to you. He said, that music need to go. Don't let somebody else come and tell you, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. If the Lord said it need to go, guess what? It needs to go. It may be all right for the other person, but for you, they may not be trying to get into the secret place. They may not be trying to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. They can be sitting in church right with you. And then we have to make the assessments of the things that hinder us from coming close to God. What's in my life that's hindering me from getting closer to God? What is it? Is it activities? Things that I'm doing? Things that I'm not doing? I'm not reading my Bible. I'm not praying. I'm not attending service. I'm not getting engaged. I'm not following the word of God. I'm not being obedient to God. There are things in our lives that are not sinful, but they are hindering our walk with God. And then there are things in our lives that's outright sinful that we need to quit doing. First thing he tells us, that we need to lay aside, not any weight, he says every weight, everything. Lay aside everything. How many things? All of it. Get rid of it. All of it. Right? I gave my analogy of going through the metal detector at the airport. And they're looking for metal. And when you go through, right now you almost have to just put on your pajamas to go to the airport and get dressed on the other side of the thing. Because they make you want to almost strip now. Take your shoes off. Take everything off. And you go through. And one time I went through, and that was before you had to take your shoes off. I had taken everything off, went through, and buzzed. They had me go back through. I buzzed again. They went all the way over me, and I went back through, buzzed again. But I had some steel-toed work shoes on. And they didn't check the toes on it, but I finally found it, and I had to take the shoes off. And that's the way it is with God. We think we got everything and we try to get closer to God. There's something else. You got to go back through. Take that off. Then we go back through again and say, no, that's something else. You got to take that. Now they got an x-ray that can just see clean through you. First thing, lay aside every weight. What's the second thing in this passage? Then we are to run the race that has been marked out for us. Not only do we lay aside the weight, we need to start getting moving in a direction that has been marked out for us. Lay aside every weight and sin that hinders and so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that has been marked out for us. Every believer has had a race marked out for you. There's been a lane that's been marked out with your name on it, and it's not anybody else's race, not anybody else's lane, is yours. It is your race to run. Our race is God's purpose for us. He saved us for purpose and on purpose, and nobody else can run your race for you. You have to run your own race. And we cannot run that race with these weight on us. We ain't gonna make it. He says, run. Run with out hindrances and without sin. And if the weight and sin is overbearing, we may not be able to even walk, let alone run. There's a race marked out for us.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, then you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/TheLowHumble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Low Humble, THELOW Humble, HUMBLE. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms, and then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Cedar, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to The Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through His divine power at The Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.